giving you more of Edmonton's vibrant music scene.
This is Sonic's Band of the Month for October. Fire next time.
Welcome to the Booster Juice Listener Lounge with your October 2014 Band of the Month. Fire next time. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
All right, Randall plays drums.
No.
Randall's
messed it up already.
What does he play?
Say your own name.
Kevin. My name is Kevin. I play guitar, banjo, and keyboard.
My name is James. I play acoustic guitar and I sing.
I'm Ryan. I play lead guitar and I also sing. And Randall plays drums. And we're
Fire next time.
So you guys have been around in the Edmonton scene for a while, so you're not going to be new to a lot of people, but there are going to be people who are hearing about you for the first time. So to those people, tell us a bit about Fire Next Time.
We started off as like a folk punk band in the Edmonton scene, and we just started playing more just punk, I guess. We started losing a lot of the acoustic stuff. I guess that would just kind of be a natural progression. We didn't want to make the same record and have the same show all the time, but I don't know. That's us, man.
Because you guys started out, a couple of you, in Fort McMurray, right?
Yeah, three of us now were from Fort McMurray originally.
Yeah, we were born there.
So what brought you to Edmonton in the first place?
Not a whole lot left in Fort McMurray.
none of us were really into working in the oil sands, and it can be really tough up there if you're not a part of that lifestyle. And one day, me and Mick were just... I was working at this job that I hated, and he was working at a job that I'm putting words in your
presumably
mouth, but I
hated,
assumed that you hated. And I said, "Hey, man, let's move to Edmonton and start a band." And literally a week later, we moved down. That was it. Played around with a couple of other bands, and then fell on Fire Next Time. And I think our first show was a tour kickoff.
Well, we were actually in a band before in Fort McMurray, and we had all planned to move down. And then when push came to shove, we were the only ones out of five who moved. So
yeah.
We kind of wanted to keep playing music. So we ended up recruiting a bunch of other people who were coincidentally from Fort McMurray as well, who were just living in Edmonton already.
Yeah.
So what's different about Fire Next Time now than in 2009?
We're way louder.
Yeah. We're way more focused too. Like a lot of people that would go to our shows, they were kind of known as being rambunctious and drunken and stuff like that.
Fast and loose.
Really, like...
From the hip.
Yeah, from the hip is a good way to put it. And now it's like we're professional musicians. Like, we still like to have a good time, but the music's got to be good. Not going to be as slurry when I'm playing as I used to be five years ago. I'm also not a young man anymore. I can't keep up. My body can't keep up with that kind of stuff.
And we've been playing together for a long time, too, so it's just like we're getting tighter. It's a natural progression of playing together a lot, so...
Yeah, it's more of a, I don't know what the word is, but.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's
whatever
what it
that
is.
Word is.
Yeah.
Whatever that word is, you can think of it.
You guys can insert that later, right?
In post.
Yeah. Fire Next Time. Sonic's Band of the Month, October.
Steady rain, the fiddle underneath the
Time. Lyrically and thematically, you guys have described yourself as, and I would say it's a fair way to describe you, as kind of dark lyrically. Where do you pull all of that from?
I just write about what I see mostly. I guess I kind of drowned a lot of things in metaphor, but I always bring it back to this, but I heard a quote one time from that dude from Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he said all of his songs were about California. And I was like, man, that's lame. Like, but now I look back and we have a catalog of two and now another third album coming out. And I'd say almost every song is about Edmonton.
Yeah, 90%.
And it's just one of those things, like the things that you see every day. And don't get me wrong, I love Edmonton. I love living here. But if you're not willing to recognize what's crappy about it, then what's the point? So, and that's just how I express myself, I suppose, is with the dark imagery and lyrics and stuff. I've always been drawn to stuff like that. So
it's Edmonton as f. Tell us about
Can we say that on the radio.
Our former music director Adam Thompson has been calling me ever since he found out you guys were going to be Band of the Month. He's like, "Those a holes are supposed to send me a shirt."
He didn't send me a shirt. He didn't send me an address.
So what's the deal with the shirts?
It's not an entirely original idea. There's a pretty famous photograph of Bill Murray and Hunter S. Thompson on a boat when they were filming Where the Buffalo Roams. And Bill Murray or Hunter S. Thompson, I can't remember, is wearing a shirt that says polite as f***. And then there's this band from Memphis called Lucero. And I happen to see a photo of them with, I think it was one of their fans that had a shirt that said Memphis is f***. And just as like kind of a joke for me and my friends, I printed a few of them and I was like, we'll all have one. And anyone that wants to buy one, then sure, we've got 40 of them and we'll make it work.
They latched on though.
And they took off. And
everyone wants one now.
Can't keep up with orders. So there's people making their own and they look like crap. And I don't know. I didn't think.
Flattering though.
Yeah. But it's like, I can't say anything because, like I said, it's not a totally. I got an email one time from this guy who was like, hey, I tried to print my own and the printers wouldn't let me do it. I was like, well, obviously.
Well, and it's really taken off now. Like, there are people walking around in those shirts in Edmonton who have no idea they have anything to do with you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
One of our friends got pulled out of a Blue Jays game for wearing it, not even realizing. The usher from the Blue Jays went up and was like, excuse me, sir, can you come with me? And he was stoked. He thought he won something. And they're just like, do you mind? Do you really think that's appropriate? And he's like, I don't know, understand what you're talking about. It's like, your shirt says f***. Can you please turn it inside out?
Fire next time. Sonic's Band of the Month, October.
I am the calm, I am the invincible, and unlike seasons, I never change. I am the light, I am the cigarette smoke, I am everything you hate about the current rage. We'll be right back.
October. Fire next time.
You guys aren't as young anymore. You've been doing this a little while, and you really have a pretty high profile in the city. You're touring quite a bit. How do you balance that with day jobs?
You always find jobs. Like, I've always worked jobs that would be really easy to leave. And what comes with that is an inherent low wage, so you got to really, like, be thrifty. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I've always, like, I managed a Blockbuster for, like, 7 years. And that was really easy to leave every time because I hated it. And they didn't have the hours because they were a struggling business. So they're like, you can go. Please go. So that was really, really easy. Now I just work in like a manufacturing trade. I print paper and magazines.
Yeah. Me and Kevin are bartenders. Like, and the company that we work for is really flexible.
Yeah, and pretty supportive too.
So yeah, cool. They're super supportive. I'm going to name drop the Buckingham. There you go, there you go, Al.
Mr. Al.
I can't pronounce his last name. I'm not even going to try. Anyway, when they were opening that bar up, they really wanted to fill it with, you know, musicians and artists and stuff like that. And I remember he called me to go for lunch and he was like, hey, I want you to work at this bar I'm opening. And I was like, you realize I'm leaving on tour for like 3 months tomorrow. And he was like, no, it's totally good. So we were lucky that way. There's a lot of people that aren't so lucky.
Fire next time. Sonic's Band of the Month, October.
I crawled out of a holy place where the lamps all burn at a demon's pace. I hate where I'm from, but I love my name. I wear it so proud like an old blood stain. I will find what I love. Two knuckles swollen and raw.
bloody maw. For those who hate it, remember me well, and take some comfort in the fact that I'm burning in hell. Because I found what I love, and let it kill me.
Next time. And you guys just finished up a new record, which people are going to hear one of the songs on the radio, a few of them on our website. What's the album all about?
We were actually listening to the record like recently, and we kind of realized that most of the songs have a lot of themes of like mutilation.
Lots of body part talk.
A lot of body parts ripping away and stuff like that, which is... Not like, intended, I don't think, but every song has some reference to like, ripping or like losing a tongue.
Why the f*** do they want to play this on the radio?
Yeah, like, especially that song, like Hounds of Belgravia. It's like a really dark song.
But,
talking about like breaking your hands and fingerless hands.
I don't know. We were really excited to do this record. We went into the studio thinking like, we've got some pretty cool songs here. And our producer, Jesse Gander, he's done all of our records. And he was really excited by it. And he had a lot of great ideas. And I feel like this is a record that really, we gave ourselves more time, and I'm really proud of it. I really think this is the best work we put out so far. But, you know, I've been burnt before, so.
Can you tell us what it's called?
It's called Cold Hands.
I've only seen it as like a pile of files.
Yeah, that are like labeled 1 through 12.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. And do we know yet when it's going to come out?
March-ish.
We're in talks with some people that are going to help us out, so we didn't quite have the confirmation to talk about it this interview, unfortunately, but
eyes dotted and the T's crossed.
Yeah, hopefully that works out for us. So we've got a lot of plans for touring next year, and if we're going to tour without a new album, then that would bum me out. So
yeah.
Well, and people, if they haven't heard them yet, are going to get a chance to hear them at your Band of the Month showcase, which is on October 30th at the Pawn Shop.
Day before Halloween.
I'm going to dress up.
Yeah.
I don't know what yet, but
we'll figure it out.
To anybody who hasn't seen you guys live before, what do you get at a Fire Next Time show?
A lot of skin, a lot of tattoos. The first few rows will get wet. A
lot of sweat, yeah. Spit, too.
If the mood strikes me, I may jump into the crowd and you'll be forced to touch my sick body.
The cradle is
sweat. Or let me fall on the floor, which has been known to happen.
It's a choice.
It's a choice, yeah. It's
the choice is yours.
You come to a Fire Next Time show, you're not going to get lied to. You're going to see a punk rock band
screwing up,
trying to kick as much butt as we can. Like, yeah, we're having a good time, and we hope everyone else is having a good time. And we try to play, you know, with bands that share the same sentiment for music that we do. And so there's not a lot of walking around, like, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Have a fun time.
Have a fun time doing what you love.
Fire Next Time. Sonic's Band of the Month, October.
Chest with ashes and stones, my chalice hands with sweat and pictures of home. The
chip tooth that tear my lips seems so far away. The logic of sinking ships, I think I'll stay. But no, I'm on my way. No. The bones have cracked and the flesh and fat has all been torn away. No, I'm on my way. With a babble of names, tear out my tongue so they all sound the same. My fingerless hands make it hard to write. Curse my eyes with a cancer of sight. And no, I'm on my way. No, I'm on my way. When the bones have cracked and the flesh and fat has all been torn away. No.
Thursday, October 30th for the Band of the Month Showcase at the Pawn Shop.
Presented by Alternative Edmonton. Sonic 102.9.